Agenda paper 24B?
Yeah. Shall we vote immediately?
Make my life easier. This is about the interval between the agenda consultations. The paper summarizes the feedback which was received on the board's proposal and the request for views to change the interval between agenda consultations from 3 to 5 years. In the paper, the staff recommends that the board confirm that proposal. This paper has also been posted as an appendix to paper 1F2 for discussion at the trustees' May meeting. At that meeting, we'll update the trustees on today's meeting, and if required, we'll ask them to ratify your decision and to amend the due process handbook accordingly. Now, you see in the paper that 94 respondents commented on the proposal. This included almost all standard setters, regulators, auditors and accounting bodies who responded to the request for views. A small majority of respondents who commented were in favour of extending the interval. Generally, European and Asian standard centres were against the extension. Accountancy firms and bodies and investors were generally in favour of the extension. North and South American and global respondents were also generally in favour of the extension. Now, respondents who were in favour of extending the interval thought that the longer interval encouraged long-term thinking by the boards and stakeholders, reflected the time needed to develop standards and include sufficient outreach and consultation to maintain the transparency required, would reduce the burden the agenda consultation process places on stakeholders and the board, and would align the agenda consultation process with the terms of the board's chairman and with the trustees' strategy review process. And in particular, respondents in favour of the extension thought it would reduce the disruption which the agenda consultation process causes to the board's activities. Respondents mentioned that the process causes uncertainty about the board's projects and results in some project-specific decisions being delayed throughout the agenda consultation process. Respondents who wanted to retain the 3-year interval, however, thought that the extension would not allow the board to respond adequately to important emerging issues or keep up with changes in security markets, and they thought that this was important to maintain the relevance of IFRS standards. The staff note in this paper, however, that the due process handbook already includes a process that allows the board to alter its work plan outside of the agenda consultation process, and that in that case, the board consults on these changes with other bodies, such as the IFRS Advisory Council and the Accounting Standards Advisory Forum. Some respondents pointed to the IFRIC and PIRs as other ways that topics could be added to the work plan. Respondents who didn't want to extend the interval also expressed concern that the elapsed time between agenda consultations was currently 4 years, and they thought that extending the interval to 5 would result in an elapsed interval of between 6 and 7 years. Now, they weren't raising a complaint about due process because the current wording is for an interval of 3 years between the completion of one consultation and commencing the next. They were just concerned about the length of the gap between the consultations. In the paper, the staff recommend that the board confirm its proposal to extend the interval to 5 years for the reasons that are summarized in paragraph 48 of the paper. And the staff also proposed that the wording in the due process handbook be changed to the board commences its agenda consultation at the latest 5 years after completion of the previous agenda consultation. And that's to line up with the wording used in the trustees' requirements. So the question for the board, two related questions for the board on page 12. Do you agree with the staff recommendation that the interval be extended to 5 years? And do you agree with the wording of the proposed change?
Wouldn't it make sense, because I understand that what you're proposing is start 5 years after the completion.
Yes.
Wouldn't it make more sense to start 5 years after the start of the previous agenda consultation, so that you truly get 5 years instead of 6 or even 7 years?
That was one of the suggestions that a few respondents made in the responses, that the actual interval should be 5 years because you start and finish within the same time period.
If in fact it's going to be much longer, it would be a little bit weird.
The 5 years is a maximum, though, and I think it would. I think there'd be some dangers in locking ourselves into too tight a requirement, because I mean my perception was the first agenda consultation was set in motion at a time when it made sense, but actually probably by the time we got into it, it might have made sense to do it, say, 6 months later. So I think having a little bit of flexibility around there might actually be helpful. There's nothing to say we'd have to wait as long as the full 5 years if that didn't seem the most appropriate time.
Yeah, the wording provides this, right, at the latest.
Mary?
Supportive-ish, and let me explain that, which is, I think what this brought out and what our experience so far has identified is it was helpful to have us running in parallel with the trustee structure and effectiveness review and lagging slightly behind, because I think the agenda consultation is a time when it's good for us to say, are our agenda decisions consistent with structure and effectiveness strategy review that the trustees run. So I think I would set out, first of all, the trustees, I don't think, have finalized their decision about how often they'll do theirs. I think that they have recommendations, they're considering them next week. So I'd rather tie our decision to, if the trustees move to approximately 5 years, I'd rather tie it to what the trustees are doing, assuming it's somewhere in the ballpark, and just saying we'd like to do it roughly in parallel, I'd say, as with this, slightly lagging when the trustees do it, with the idea being that we can sanity test the alignment of the two and deal with the interactions on a real-time basis rather than one finalizing and the other being out of sync. But the other thing that I wanted to raise is a lot of the arguments that are recited in this paper about why it's important to have the agenda consultation with X frequency is because otherwise we're locked into an agenda that may become irrelevant and we can't react, and that's not true. And I think we have to use the feedback statement to reiterate what our basic requirements are for making agenda decisions and really reminding people that the agenda consultation isn't so much micromanaging individual project decisions, but standing back and saying, okay, this is where we've got to. Is it the right balance and mix of things? And it's the tuning. So I think that's not just a throwaway line, it's a reminder that's the context for a decision we make.
Martin?
Well, I support the staff recommendation, and main reason is I have participated first time in this agenda consultation and have seen how many work and resources is needed. And if we do it every 3 years, I think it is not balanced to the rest of the work which we have to do, and therefore I think really the 5 year proposal is the right one.
Here, here. I'd agree with Martin and Mary that we've got to dispel this notion that the consultation set something in stone and it never moves. Because if you look at the last 5 years, we've had agenda decisions all the way through.
And that's right.
Yeah.
Pat, and let's then vote.
I wanted to come in on, I guess, on the last point I think Mary's making and Ian is making. I don't know, frankly, any company that I followed as an analyst that set their strat plan every 5 years and didn't you know, update it. They set a strat plan over a horizon and it was constantly being reevaluated and assessed. That's different from going to the public and consulting with them. And I think that's the key difference I think you're trying to reinforce here, Ian. And somehow I think, though, there's got to be a way to report back, because we are this publicly accountable type of entity, to say how the strat plan is evolving at the trustee level and at the agenda level. And I think it's to tie yourself or commit yourself to just X amount of years in an environment where the one wild card, I think, in this whole arena is technology, that could, you know, change things pretty rapidly. It's, you know, if you wanted to do it any sooner, you should have the flexibility to do it. So I think dividing that public consultation from how you actually operate is a key point.
Who supports the staff recommendation?
All in favor.
Okay, Michael.